from Joshua 24, read it, Joshua 24:31. It says, Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had known all the works of the Lord which he had done for Israel. This is Joshua 24. And then I'm going to Judges. In the book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 7, they go back and refer to what we just read in Joshua. And I'm starting at the back so that we can go forward. In Judges chapter 2, verse 7, it says, so the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord which he had done for Israel. Now, it tells us that the Israelites served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of those who outlived Joshua, because they had seen the works of the Lord during Joshua. And this is what the question is. Where else can you find that? Where else can you find a statement where the Israelites served the Lord constantly, all the days of anybody? Think about it. Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt and traveled with them for 40 years in the wilderness. And they never loyally served the Lord. They were always complaining. And when you follow the story, you'll see that they destroyed Moses. Moses did not get to go to the promised land. He was leading them to the promised land, but he didn't get to go. So this loyalty to God, what did Joshua have to make him do that? How did Joshua get the Israelites to be loyal to God all of his life, so much so that they kept doing it until all of the men who was with them during the life of Joshua had gone also? They stuck with it because of Joshua. Was Joshua a micromanager, or did Joshua threaten them? What did Joshua do to get the Israelites to serve the Lord? Because when we read Judges chapter 2, verse 7, and they refer to it, you got to understand what Judges represent. Judges is the book that refers to the Israelites as the yo-yo people, because they were always up and down. Every 15, 20, I think maybe one of them lasted 40 years. I don't remember which judge lasted 40 years. But the Israelites never stuck to the Lord. They would serve the Lord, and then once the Lord get them out of trouble and they'd be living good, they would go back to sinning, go back and something else would happen to them. And they'd be down praying and crying to the Lord again, and he'd bring them up again. So they were referred to as the yo-yo people in the book of Judges because of that fact. They could never serve the Lord. So we have to go back and look at what caused Joshua to convince the people of Israel to serve the Lord constantly throughout his life, past his life. But Joshua did something to keep them in line that nobody else did. And it is as simple. It is as simple as 1 + 1 = 2. It's that simple. Now watch this. If we go back to Joshua chapter 1 and begin at the top. And it says here that after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving them, the children of Israel. every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. Listen to what he says to Joshua. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Here you go. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Now watch him repeat what he just said. He said in verse 7, only be strong and very courageous. Only be strong and very courageous. And then if you go over to verse 9, he says it again in the bottom of verse 9. He said, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now this is just what he's telling Joshua. Joshua was a regular person. When I say a regular person, you notice that Joshua was not a person of renown. Joshua was not a priest. Joshua was just a regular person. And this is where God is beautiful in his training ground, because you see, he takes a guy named Joshua who was just helping Moses out, and Moses died. And now Joshua is taking charge, because Joshua displayed as an assistant the love of God that Moses had being the leader who they were following. I'm saying that, you see, we don't have to be in the limelight. We don't have to be the son of a king. We don't have to be a prince. We don't have to be a pastor, a priest. God will take an ordinary person who loves him and elevate him to where he needs him to be so that he can use it. But we haven't got to where we come for yet. We just wanted to go back and say, you see, he told Joshua three times because he wanted to know him, be of good courage. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. Don't be afraid. You see, he's building him up. He is letting him know that all he has to do is have courage, have the desire or the will to continue to go forward. So he tells him that three times. Now watch this, going back to verse 7 of chapter 1, if I can find it. He says, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Do not let the words of this law come out of your mouth. Don't talk about what you can do. Don't talk about what the book says you can do. He said, meditate on these laws. Meditate. And to meditate on them don't mean to think about them. It means to meditate on, to ponder them, to think on them. He says, be of good cheer. Now see, that's all Joshua needs to meditate on, being strong and of good cheer. Being strong and of good cheer. That's what he needs to meditate on. A good example of the difference between thinking and meditate, we could take a simple verse like, Jesus loves me, this I know. Well, when we think about Jesus loves me, this I know, what do? We think, well, Jesus loves me, this I know. How do I know? Well, it just said the Bible told you so. So you see, you don't have to go there. Why does he love me? And how do I know that he loved me? What did he do to show me that he loved me? No, just meditate on Jesus loves me. No matter what happens, Jesus loves me. If I go over here, Jesus loves me. If I get up in the morning, Jesus loves me. If I lay down tonight, Jesus loves me. There is no deviation from the word. The word says Jesus loves me, and that's it. And that's what you meditate on. You don't need to know why he loves you. You don't need to know how to keep him loving you. You meditate on he loves you. And when you meditate on it, it tells us that you begin to embody what you're thinking about. So you will embody the fact that Jesus loves you, and then it doesn't matter what side of the bed you get up on. You just know Jesus loves you. That is what he says. Meditate on this day and night. And you see, the word is specific. Jesus always tells us exactly what he wants us to know. He doesn't add. And therefore, he makes his sentences short and to the point. He says, meditate on these laws day and night. Don't turn to the left and don't turn to the right. Don't get over into, well, what if I do something bad? Will he still love me? That ain't what he said. He said, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. So if you turn to the left, Jesus loves you. If you turn to the right, Jesus loves you. But he says, don't get into that turning. And don't get into that figuring and trying to work it out. Meditate on the word. Meditate on the word. And this is what he said. All of these laws that Moses has told you. What was the laws that Moses told you? Moses brought the laws down from God himself. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, body, soul. Meditate on that. Love the Lord with all of my mind, heart, body, and soul. Don't steal. I should not steal. It didn't say, well, man, if I get hungry, then I should steal something just to stay alive. That ought to be okay. I wonder if that would be all right with God if I stole a little something just because I was hungry. See, you're getting way out of the realm of meditation now, because all you need to worry about is you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. And when you don't do it, then you're following the word of God. And this is what he said. Follow the word of God. Don't deviate from it. Meditate on it. And then he tells him the thing that we were looking for. He said, if you do all of these things that I said, you will prosper. You will make yourself prosper, and you will have good success. You see, he didn't say, I will prosper you. He said, you will make yourself prosperous. And I, not I, you will make yourself prosperous and you will be a good success. This is why Joshua kept the Israelites in line. You see, it was nothing that Joshua did to the Israelite people themselves. It was the conditions that God gave Joshua that Joshua carried out, that God did all of the work, keeping the Israelites in line. And God never gave these instructions to any other man. He didn't give them to Moses. He just said, go and tell my people that I am the Alpha and Omega, and that I'm going to bring them out, and that I am that I am. Anything they need, I'm it. He didn't say, if you do this and do this, 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 and this, then you would make your way prosperous. He didn't tell Moses that. He didn't tell David that. He didn't tell any other man but Joshua. And I'm saying that God has a divine plan for man, but he has a way of showing us through his word and through the examples of the word how we can accomplish what he set us out to do. God has a divine plan for each and every one of us. But we have to follow his rules and his way. And he's pointing out to us that any ordinary man can become extraordinary, but he has to follow the guidelines of God. You see, these are the same things that he is telling us in the new covenant that he never told anybody in the old covenant except for Joshua. He told them, and then he gives us Joshua's success, that the people of Israel was loyal to him for as long as Joshua lived. Joshua was prosperous, and Joshua had good success. You see, when we see the word prosperous, again, what do we think about? Money. You got to have money to be prosperous. No, you're prosperous when you can fulfill your designed appointment. That's prosperous. When you get up in the morning and you're able to think properly and walk into your kitchen and perch your breakfast and do all that, that's prosperous because you were able to complete what you set out to do. This is what, it does not have to be always a standard or a statue thing where you are better than people or you got more money than people. It is just that you are doing what you set out to do, and that is what success is about, to complete the mission that you've been set, that has been set before you. And this is what Joshua done. You see, Joshua didn't even have no money. It never talks about Joshua having any money because Joshua was always in the desert. Joshua was always out there in the desert. And then once he got into town, what did he do? He had to take over Jericho. Then he had to go take over Ai. He had to take over these countries. And then he had to distribute the land. That's what he said. Get these people across the Jordan River and then divide their inheritance to them. Because every place that the sole of your foot touched is yours. I have given it to you. I promised their fathers that this is what they would have. So you see, Joshua was probably the richest man in the world in land and in peoples because he had control of all of Israel and he had all of the land of Canaan to divide up amongst them. But he didn't have any monetary value, but he was prosperous. And he had good success because he accomplish all of his mission. And this is what God is trying to point out to us through the stories of the Bible. We see it constantly over and over, people who just show up. Like Elijah just fell out of the sky somewhere. We never heard of him until chapter 17 of 1 Kings. Elijah the Tishbite showed up and told King Ahaz, it ain't going to rain and there's no dew going to fall until I say so. Well, who are you? And the guy said, now you get out of here because you can't talk to the king like that. You said, get out of here. I'm saying, this was a guy that nobody knew. We have a mission from God, but the problem with us is to be able to listen to God and to move where God tells us to move, like Elijah, like David, like Joshua, like all of the leaders. Abraham, just a guy. And God says, leave your father and your mother and go out there and I'll make you a blessing for everybody. This is what we can be. We can be a blessing for everybody. But first we have to get blessed. And how do we get blessed? And that is through the grace of God, and that is following God's command. When we do what God tells us to do, then I will never leave you nor forsake you. As I was with Moses, so will I be with you. If we believe that, as Joshua did, and hold true to our walk with Christ, then we too can be prosperous and have good success. And it doesn't mean that, well, I got prosperous, now I'm moving on up to Beverly Hills because I'm prosperous and I got good success. No, you're prosperous in where you were set out to be. Everybody's not supposed to be in Beverly Hills just because they're prosperous. This is the message that we are to take away from here. And we started by looking at the prosperity and the success that he had. The children of Israel was loyal to God as long as Joshua was alive. And because Joshua had set the rules down and set the standards and made everything right in their eyes, they followed those rules so that everybody that was alive working with Joshua had to die before they went astray again. That is phenomenal. Because the children of Israel was, what did God call them? Stiff-necked people. They would not listen to anything. They left Egypt and walked through the Red Sea and watched the Red Sea close over the Egyptians. And what did they do? They complained because, well, we're thirsty. What, God brought us out here to kill us in the wilderness. Why don't we have water? He brought water out of a rock. And they went down the road a little further, and they said, we're thirsty again. We need more water. This is terrible. And they found water, and it was bitter. Moses threw a branch off of a tree in it, and the water got sweet. And they drank that water, and they went down the road a little further, and they said, oh, we're tired of this bread, this bread that keeps falling out of the sky. We've been eating that all our life. We need some meat. Remember when we was in Egypt, we had onions, garlic, and lock, and fish, and all this stuff. And it says that quail came into the camp waist high, and they ate meat till it ran out of their nose. They did all of these things, and yet, they complained about, why are you leading us anyway? Aren't all of us just as important to God as you are? Why did he make you the boss? We could be the leaders too. They were complaining constantly because they were stiff-necked people. And then he gives us an example. Soon as Moses died, he appoints his assistant, they straighten up and clean up because God set a new standard. He told Joshua, if you do these things, then you can make yourself prosperous. If Joshua doesn't do what God is asking him to do, then those people are going to worry him to death just like they did Moses. You see, because Moses, again, lost his seat to the promised land. He got to look at it over the hill, but he didn't get to go. And he was the one leading them to it. I'm talking about being faithful to God and following God's rules according to God's law. God is a loving God and God is a forgiving God, but God is serious. God is serious in his ways, and he says that he is a jealous God. He's a jealous God. So you should have no other God before him. So these are the things that we can do to get prosperous and have good success. Follow God's instructions. Follow God's instructions. When he says, lo, I'll be with you always, just count on him being with you always. If he'll supply all your needs through his riches, then when you need something, you should have it because you trust him and believe him. You shouldn't get in a panic and go out trying to find it or calling somebody to get it. Speak to the man who promised it to you. These are simple. Again, it's 1 + 1 = 2. Just do what God said to do. We don't have to have no other formulas. We don't have to have anything that is really hard to do. But it just says here, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe again to do according to all that is written in it. See, that observe to do. If you don't know what to do, you can't do what you need to do. You have to observe. You have to know what to do. And when you know what to do, then you can do it. And that's where the meditation comes in. If you meditate on the Word, you will be endowed with the Word. The Word will be part of you. And you don't have to think about it. You just do it. And then you make your way prosperous. And then you will have good success. I have not commanded you. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. The second time he says, be not afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And Joshua believed that. And because Joshua believed that, guess what? He was on his best behavior wherever he went. And you see, when we meditate that God is with me wherever I go, God is with me wherever I go. Well, if I go, wonder will God be? Why not? You lose it. God will be with me wherever I go. That's all you need. And when you meditate on that, that will become part of you. And then wherever you go, guess what? You will begin to act like God is with you. You see, because when we get some places, we do a little different than we do when we're in other places. We come to church, we're all goody-two-shoes and everything. Our language change, our demeanor change, and we're just good folk. Everybody says, man, it's godly guy there. And then when he gets out, change. Curse a little bit. Flip people off. Do all kinds of things. And you don't have to be good no more. You're not in church. Well, see, when you understand that wherever you are, in church or out of church, God is with me wherever I go, you will keep that same demeanor everywhere you go. And thus, it will keep you in line where you can follow God's instructions. That's what I want to relate to you tonight. That following God's instructions will get you to the point to where you can be prosperous and have good success. That's all he asks, that you follow his instructions. He gives us a process for everything that we do. Everything that you do, you can find in this book. So all we have to do is follow that. It's like, what's that story? Hansel and Gretel leaving the breadcrumbs. Just follow the breadcrumbs. It'll take you back home, bring you to church, and take you back home. Just follow the breadcrumbs. You don't have to do no exploring. You don't have to read no map. You don't even have to take out your iPhone and hit your GPS. Just follow the breadcrumbs. And you can make it. That's what he said. And we need to, again, impress upon ourselves that ordinary people become extraordinary people when they follow the Word of God. And that's who Joshua was, just an ordinary guy. David, a little shepherd boy. Saul, the first king that Israel ever had, was just a guy walking around. But you can obtain an extraordinary position by being faithful to God. And that's where we have to find ourselves, seeking to serve the Lord and obeying God's voice when we hear it. And the only way we can know what to do is to know what he said to do. If you don't know, you can't do. And that's what he said, observe and do. Observe and do. So you have to check it out, and then you can do it. When you meditate on it, it becomes such a part of you that it becomes who you are, your character. So think of it, that you are somebody. God is no respecter of person, and he died specifically for you. That's where you get your strength. He died specifically for you. Jesus died for me. when you think that and embody that, then it makes you somebody. It makes you important. Because Jesus died for you. Follow God's breadcrumbs to the kingdom and be who He wants you to be. Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You, Father, that You give us these avenues to know that we are, again, just as important as the heroes of the Bible. For they were as we are, Father, just ordinary people trying to make it. But You showed them the way because they trusted in You. So, Father, help us to trust in You. Help us, Father, to seek You in all that we do and to listen and be still and know that You are God. Father, we thank You that You love us enough to give us second chances, to open up avenues for us to find our way. And we thank You, Father, that You've given each of us a measure of faith and a gift to go with it. So we just thank You, Father, that You are our Father. We thank You for allowing us to be part of Your family, and we thank You that You care. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Father, that You would go before us and behind us, keeping our feet on that narrow path of righteousness, guiding us in the way that we should go, and helping us to be the best that we could be. We give You praise, glory, and honor. And as we go from here today, we go in You in the name of Jesus. Amen.